It really is one of those days where I think everybody can agree this is nearly perfect weather. Now, we're starting out chilly. I actually found a little bit of frost in a couple of low spots this morning, but temperatures will be going up over 30 degrees. We'll put us about 75 this afternoon for many folks. Unfortunately, Cape and the Islands, you're surrounded by water, so it'll be cooler there, but completely sunny skies, maybe a high wispy cloud, almost calm winds. I mean, really just an ideal top 10 day.
And tomorrow, for some people, it'll be on the hot side.
That's right. 80 to 85 tomorrow, southwesterly breeze, keeping the air mixed. We don't have much humidity in the air, so that's the good news. But yeah, it's going to feel like midsummer, a midsummer day, complete sunshine. And remember, the sun this time of the year, incredibly strong. Doesn't matter what the temperature is. The sun is as strong as it gets, basically. We peak on June 21st, but we're so close, it's negligible. And you can get burned in a very short period of time.
Then a cool down for the weekend?
I think that Saturday of all the days is probably our least favorable. There might be a lot of cloudiness along the south coast with a couple of showers. So just plan on that day not being nearly as nice as what it is surrounded by. And temperatures will be cooler, 70 inland, but with a northeasterly wind from Cape Ann down through Boston and certainly the Cape and the Islands, staying in the upper 50s to low 60s before we turn to the sunshine on Sunday.
All right. Memorial Day, of course, is when the state is allowing state beaches and parks to reopen in the coronavirus outbreak. So the weather is going to cooperate for people to get out and re-explore those places.
Absolutely will. I would say, again, the sun's really strong, but the temperature at the beaches will be cool. So if you're at the water's edge, it's probably only about 60 to 65 degrees all afternoon long on Memorial Day. Just be aware of that. As I said, the sun's great, but the actual temperatures are chilly. And water temperatures, wow, they're still in the low to mid 50s. So I think you'd need a wetsuit if you want to go take a dip.
Well, I won't be doing that. Any rain on the horizon?
Yeah, I don't really see much in the way of rainfall. We haven't had rain for several days now. I think we're going to end up with a 10-day stretch unless we see some measurable precipitation on Saturday. That's the one caveat. But if we don't, we're going to go 10 straight days at least without any rainfall. That will be the longest in nearly 2 years. The next real chance of rain after Saturday may come sometime next Wednesday or Thursday with a little front. But that's about it. This is a very long dry stretch here, one we haven't seen in a couple of years.
WBUR meteorologist Dave Epstein, great to talk to you this morning. Enjoy the long weekend when it gets here, and we will be talking on Thursday mornings right through the summer.
Looking forward to it.